We're on.
We're on.
This is exciting, isn't it?
This is so exciting, guys. Hello and welcome to a very special bonus episode of In Sickness and In Health.
Yes, this week is a special episode. It's made in partnership with Crystal Ski Holidays. Something a little bit different.
Yeah, so we are off on a holiday with Crystal Ski Holidays. They're sending us on our first ever ski trip. Probably gave that away with Crystal Ski Holidays.
Yeah, I feel like their name has ruined our reveal, to
be
honest.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We've never done this before.
Never done something skiing.
We've spoken about doing for years.
I've always wanted to do skiing, but we are off to
Oh, that's our beers.
Oh, that is our beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to... Shall I go?
You grab the beers, because I'm going to...
Of course.
Sorry, we've just had some beers delivered.
To the hotel room. Thank you so much. That's fine. Are they cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You having a beer, right?
Yeah, go on. Why not?
I got us a couple each. Yeah. I didn't think we'd go mental. Sorry, we were talking to you about this special
sponsoring, okay? The beers come first.
Absolutely. Peroni this time, if anyone's interested.
Cheers.
Not on Stella. Cheers.
Right, what was I saying? Yes, we are off on our very first ski trip as a family. And of course, the In Sickness and In Health family, we can't go anywhere without Ray.
Producer Ray's here as well.
Producer Ray's coming along.
He's having a beer as well. It's the first time I've ever seen Ray have a beer.
We're going to have so much fun. So we are off to Yalo in Norway with the flights, the transfers, the accommodation. It's all been included for us alongside ski essentials, the lift passes, equipment hire, ski lessons, and it's all in one easy package. It's been made so simple.
Yeah, we've got an itinerary. We know exactly what we're doing. I'm so excited, Claire.
This is sponsored, obviously, but at this point so far, how organised it's been, do have to big up Crystal Ski Holidays. Brilliant.
But it's not just the skiing that we're excited for, because there's a whole host of non-ski activities that we're going to be getting involved with.
Yep.
Things that possibly we might be doing include food.
Well,
that's an important
thing.
We'll
definitely be eating food.
We're going to be there for a few days.
Yep.
So the food's important, because we'll die if we don't eat.
Okay.
The hotel spa, that will spa at the hotel, Claire.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You can also do... Fancy some tobogganing or ice fishing? Sleigh ride?
Do you know what? Tobogganing sounds right up my street.
Snowshoeing?
Yeah.
I don't even know what snowshoeing is.
I've seen snowshoeing. I've seen them doing it.
Oh, is that where they put their tennis rackets on their
feet? Yeah,
I've seen them do Tom and Jerry or something.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, there's a whole host of snow activities. We're going to be doing a couple of things.
Absolutely.
I am looking forward to the skiing, though. For some reason, I just think I'll be quite good at it.
Right, so
never
here,
done it before.
Yeah, here
never
he goes.
Never been anywhere near a mountain.
Here he goes, right? Classic James. We found out we were doing this. We were so excited. One of the first things he said was, I reckon I'm going to be dead good at this, Claire.
I just feel like there's some things that I just feel like I'm naturally good at.
And skiing, you think, is one of them? Go on.
I might be, you know, in the next Olympics or something.
Right, okay. How are we feeling right now? Boys, how are you guys feeling?
I'm pretty happy.
Are you excited?
Harrison's happy. Yeah. Juju, excited?
Yeah.
I'm so excited
right now. We are in a hotel at the airport.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm not excited about, Claire.
No.
Is that we have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
We do have an early morning. Early morning rise. But when you're going on holiday, you don't mind.
No.
You don't mind that.
The problem is I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm a big kid.
You are. You are. You're a big baby.
I find it difficult to fall asleep at like Christmas and stuff like that.
I know.
I'm going to be up all night. I'm going to be, well, hopefully I'll sleep all the way there.
Well, we'll see.
That's my...
It's not that far.
That's my plan.
But we are all packed up. We knew exactly what to pack. We looked up, had a little list. We looked everything up. We started with the base layers, the ski socks.
I might keep all my tags on my stuff. I can send them back after that.
I reckon, honestly, I think we'll do this once, love it, and we'll want to. This will be like a little thing we might want to do.
Yeah, I really hope so.
A sort of, you know, that sort of lull after Christmas little yeah. ski holiday to look forward to.
I'll be honest, I feel like ski, I don't know whether it's just because I've known that we've been doing this and that my phone.
Well, yeah, you've been seeing a lot of ski stuff.
Apple's been listening to me, looking at what I've been buying and stuff. But I've been getting on like socials and stuff. I've been getting like skiing videos, people going on skiing holidays.
I imagine that is it. And if you start buying, you know, ski goggles and stuff.
Is that what's going on right now?
Are we what?
One of the cool kids.
Well, we'll see.
Are we in vogue?
We might look cool, but wait till we're going down that.
People are going to go, whoa, he must be a professional.
Okay. But for this very special bonus episode, we will be taking you guys along. You'll be coming down the slopes with us. You'll be finding out firsthand just how amazing James actually is at skiing.
Watch out for it.
Is he as amazing at skiing as he thought he was going to be at eating the hot chip? Let's find out.
Right, Claire, it's just gone 6 p.m. We've got a very early start in the morning.
We do.
I think we should have a couple of beers. They'll get me nice and chilled out, fall asleep. We'll be checking in once a day.
Yep.
Letting you know how things are going, giving you, you know, what I guess will be a sort of audio diary. A travel vlog, if you will.
Travel log. We will also be doing a vlog, though.
We're also vlogging it as well.
Of course. What great content for our YouTube channel this will be.
Well, if you're thinking it's going to be me falling over and looking like a bit of a prat, you're going to be very upset.
It's
going to be me looking like the king of the mountain.
Do you know what? I just got a little...
Speed demon.
I got a little flash in my mind there. You remember that Simpsons episode where Ned Flanders is wearing the
nothing
tight
at
thing?
All.
Yeah, and he's shaking like his bum.
That was exactly what I wanted to wear. That was the sort of thing that I wanted to wear.
Yeah, well, thankfully he didn't. But right, we better go. We better get a little bit of food, finish our beer and get into bed.
We'll let you know how we get on, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Right, little update on our audio diary.
Yep.
This is officially day one.
Yes, last night we did in the hotel.
We're in Norway.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely stunning.
Amazing. From the airport to the resort that we're in was quite a long drive.
Yeah.
But it was such a lovely
Very
drive.
Very scenic.
I was just staring out the window the whole time.
Our transport, again, taken care by Crystal Ski Holidays.
Yep,
I'm one of those people that get really anxious and stressed out about travelling.
Yep.
This is just, you don't have to think about
it's
anything.
It's the whole package. It's the whole thing. I kind of want to move to Norway.
I've only been here for a couple of hours so far.
I know, yeah.
I'm sort of falling in love with the place.
But we are here. We have met our Crystal Ski Holiday rep, who has been amazing. We have had a little tour. We've looked at the hotel. We had a little bit of lunch. We had a cheeky little beer.
We've had a couple of beers. Of course we have. It's still in sickness and in health. Don't get me wrong. Sure, we're poshing it up a little bit on our ski holiday, but the beer is great. And
we were drinking
Norwegian beer. What was it called, Ray?
Hans?
I remembered what it was 3 beers ago.
I'm having another one later on.
Oh, I'm having another one as soon as we stop doing this.
But, oh my God, James was just talking to me there.
Yeah.
We're also doing a little special vlog for you guys over on At Home with the Buckleys. And James was just taking the piss out of me because he was just saying that he's never seen me this excited.
Yeah, I've never seen you excited or enthusiastic about anything.
I cannot wait to get on the ski slopes tomorrow.
How many times have we sat there of an evening and I've gone to you, what's something that you like?
Yeah.
What do you like, Claire?
Yeah.
And you go, I don't know. No.
Horror films.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very boring stuff. I tell you, the skiing has engrossed me.
You are.
I'm ready
to
go.
You're the most excited out of all the
Do you know what I think
I've
it is, though?
I've never seen before in my life.
Do you know what I think it is, though? And I was talking to Ray about this earlier. It's my little sort of Mount Everest thing. I feel like I've got a little bit of that there because I'm looking outside right now and it's just mountains.
Yeah.
And it's snow-covered mountains.
It's very idyllic. It's exactly what you would think. As I say, we've never done anything like this.
No.
This is the first time I've ever been anywhere like this in my life.
Yeah, same.
I've never seen anything like this.
No.
It's absolutely brilliant. We feel ever so lucky and fortunate
yeah.
to be able to do this. You know, we started this podcast for a laugh. Now we get to do stuff like this. It's absolutely brilliant.
I know. But so the plan tonight is, so we've been around the hotel, we've seen everything, everything's amazing. I am absolutely buzzing to get on that ski slope tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow, guys, when we officially start skiing, we're going to be wearing these mics for some portions of it, so you'll get to hear us. Where, listen to me right now, I'm so excited, I'm going to smash it. Cut to tomorrow where I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of bad language.
So what's the plan now, Jimmy? We're going to go get some dinner.
I'm going to freshen up a little bit. I'm going to have a
good idea.
Have myself a shower. Yeah,
you look like shit.
I do. I look like I've been up since half two.
The morning. Yeah.
Gonna have a shower, gonna have some dinner, have a few beers, come back here, sit by
get
the fire.
Get some sleep.
Can't wait. Loving it. Right. Stay tuned. We will update you.
See you
further.
On the slopes.
We'll see you. Ray's giving me the mic. I'm just fiddling about my helmet at the moment.
Well, be careful. Yeah, you shouldn't do that in public.
Right. We will.
We're mic'd up. For a second run.
We're mic'd up. We've spent about an hour on the slopes, getting used to it. Now we're going to really put some time in now. Just going up,
coming down. Yeah.
So much fun. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm loving it. I don't think I've ever been this happy.
We took a little break there to have a little Sprite, and me and Claire were just like, we've got to do this once a year.
Yeah,
we've got to do a trip like this once a year.
I am all in. I'm moving in with Gear.
Ski instructor.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Well, Gear's invited us to his cabin.
I'm in.
And
I
think he's going to regret that.
Yeah, because we will turn up.
I think Gears thinks I'm too polite to turn
the
up, but I'll be there.
I'll look forward to it.
And he's got a beer machine, so we're there.
Well, that's it. So we're going to head up now. And record us going down.
Going to record us going down the slopes, guys.
Have you had any serious wipeouts yet?
No.
I've had one.
No.
I've had quite a bad one.
I've been good. I hate to say it, James. I'm pretty good at this.
I'm pretty good at it as well.
Okay. I mean, I saw you going very slowly.
No, I was doing controlled stuff.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I had that wipeout. I think Gear thought...
You scared yourself.
No. I think Gear was like, I'm going to have to teach him how to stop. If I don't have to stop, I'm there, man. I'm just...
Stopping's an important part of skiing, though.
It is, yeah. But if I didn't have to stop...
You would be great.
Oof, I wouldn't. I'd slide all the way back home. Let's head up. All right, we are... Oh, shit!
Fucking hell! James is falling over.
Falling over.
Wait, hold on.
I'm just about to say we're recording.
Right, straight.
All right, hang on, I'm going to have to...
You taking them off?
Yeah. I'm going to have to take the skis off for a second.
Oh, first disaster. Now I'm stuck.
Right,
Jesus
skis are off.
Christ, James.
Start this again.
All right, I'm heading to the ski lift. Wait for James. Don't know how long this might take. Here he comes. Slow as ever. Gonna fall again. He's gonna fall again. Maronami. All right, guys. On the ski lift. Got to try and stay steady on here. As soon as you fall off, you're done. No way you're getting up or down in an easy way. James is behind me. These goggles like pure squash your face. Unbelievable. I'm having so much fun. I absolutely love this. How you doing, baby?
Good.
Just stand still. Don't try and move too much, buddy. Your Ray's not doing too good here, Jimmy. Pizza, James, pizza. James was nearly off.
I think we just had a break.
Yeah.
So we'll do one run, thinking about the braking.
Okay.
So feel, it's important to all the time feel that you're in control of the speed.
Ray! You can!
Yeah, like it looked at it inside, like wide position, and then just slowly.
Whoa, shit! Is that right? I got it. That's all right. Just let him take his time. There you go, buddy. You got it. Right, James, you need to separate your skis. Right, now, Gare wants you to concentrate on control. Keep your pizza. Control, Jude. I'm at the bottom. Just waiting for James. Yeah, you feeling good, Jimmy?
Ray is really struggling.
Yeah. Ray, our producer Ray's not doing good. Yeah, he's up there.
He's really struggling.
It's not his thing. Oh, I feel sorry for him. Look at him.
I think he's having fun.
I'm having fun. Keep your skis straight. Right, I'm going to bomb it down this hill this time.
We're going to do a little update this evening, but we have been doing a little bit of skiing. So now, the idea, I think, is to talk you through the old process. Now, as someone that has never skied before in their life, I can tell you that it has been a very steep learning curve. It has been something that you really have to get used to. Oh, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of body movement that doesn't come to me naturally. Claire's waiting for me. She's looking annoyed. Right, now I'm heading in the right direction. Now, I'm not particularly graceful at this stage in my skiing career, but my God, is it a lot of fun. It is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to follow Claire up. You have to grab one of these little, which I can only describe as those, what are they called? Those zip lines that you get. That you get at a park. You pop those between your legs. And if you're not ready for it, because it really does whip you right at the beginning, doesn't it, Claire? It sort of whips you up a little bit. And then you settle in. But we'll, we're going up. Oh, merci. Danke. See, I'm being very continental European, just holding on to stuff now. Obviously, I appreciate that this is an audio that you're listening to right now, but I'm being pulled up the beginning of a snowy mountain. We don't go to the top. At the moment, we're at the, there's literally a building that says kindergarten at the bottom of this run. So that's the sort of level that we're at. But it is absolutely stunning. It's about 12:30 in the afternoon. The sun is beaming down. It's bright and light, and there's a load of happy families. I'm just very happy right now. Which isn't what we do here in sickness and in health. Oh, I've gone nearly crashed. That's okay. Listen, I like the podcast to be about me moaning and burping. Now, while I can still burp, which I will do, also I should say I've been farting non-stop on this side of this mountain. Got all the gear on, like loads of gear, long johns, trousers, pants, vest, everything, right? And sorry, I was just dismounting. That took a little bit of concentration. So it took me about 15 minutes to get all my stuff on. And then I realised I needed a shit, like straight after I got all my stuff on. So I pretty much needed to have a turnout all day.
Stand in the bowl, and you can just follow me, and you lead on the leg. But it's important that you're in a bowl, and that your skis are on the edge. So not like this, but knees in, and then you just lead.
Right, I'm heading down, and I'm going to try and do a nice controlled run. I'm in what they is technically called the pizza shape. Nice big stance here. And I'm going to lean that way and I'm going to turn that way. Whoa, I'm leaning, I'm turning. I'm leaning, I'm turning. I'm leaning this way, I'm turning that way. I've got it. I am in complete control. Claire's lost a bit of control there. She's gone in French fry. No, she's going. Oh,
recovering.
I thought she was going over
recovering.
Then. That would have been good.
God. Nearly went to the game, guys. Okay.
But after a couple
up,
of
ski.
Hours.
Trying to turn is very difficult.
On a relatively slow turn slope, I must admit. a lot of progress. Oh, Claire's down.
No.
She's on her ass. Yeah.
How did you do?
Huh?
How did you do?
I was in complete control.
I fell.
I was leaning, going that way, leaning, going that way.
Yeah?
Complete control. Right. Complete control.
Right, come on, let's go.
Right, I'll hand this microphone back to you, Ray, and we'll catch up this evening.
Right, well, that's the end of day one.
Yeah, first day skiing.
First official day skiing.
I'm shattered.
Tired.
I'm really tired.
But what a fun day.
So much fun. And I got to say, I don't want to blow my own horn. I can't. I've tried. I think the whole family have taken to it pretty well. One of our party is...
No, I think
one of our party has taken it more like a duck to skiing.
The boys have done great.
Boys are loving it.
They were really brave. They were just going for it. Our ski instructor obviously really helped. Showing us the sort of first things that you should learn, that you should know.
Yeah, it's stopping.
Sorry.
It's stopping, turns
stopping.
Out.
Stopping.
As
That's
soon as you learn how to
important.
Stop, you can basically ski.
Yeah, well, kinda.
Well, you got the basics. You can just go down the hill.
You
then,
can go down
you?
The hill, and it's so fun. It doesn't matter how many times you do it. It's
oh yeah,
so fun.
It is so much fun. I thought it would be fun. It's way more fun than what I assumed it would be.
Yeah.
Very. What's the word I'm looking for, Claire? It's a word I don't use often. Physical. That's it.
Shock that James didn't know that word.
Very physical. It's I tell you what's the most physical and the most difficult part. I love the getting on the ski lift, going up the top, skiing your way down.
Yeah.
Walking. It's the walking with
walking
the skis on.
Yeah, that takes
doesn't
the most
do,
practice.
Doesn't do what I want it to do. I can't go like... I'll be using so much energy and I won't be going anywhere at all whatsoever.
There was one point today where James was just standing and he just went down like a ton of bricks.
My legs were going in different directions and the lower half of your legs are like fixed.
Yeah.
Your ankles and knees pretty much are fixed to these things that went off. I was sort of, I guess I ended up in a sort of 10 to 2... pose
your
with my
legs
feet,
did, yeah.
Like a little sort of duck
yeah.
walk. Keep saying duck. Mm-hmm. And they started sliding off in
different
directions. Couldn't stop them.
No, I know, and you were getting angry at me.
Because,
Claire, help me,
because
Claire.
I was asking you to help me.
What did you want me to do?
Grab me or something? All I needed was a little pull up.
I can't lift you up.
No, I just needed it. I could have then had
yes,
some leverage to got myself up.
I was recording it.
Exactly.
For the vlog.
You were just recording it and laughing at me. Some random bloke grabbed me.
Yeah, he did. Anyway.
I had to explain to her, I had to turn around. I literally had to turn around and went, I've not done this before.
Apart from that, we've been doing really well. I'm really proud of us. I think we've been quite brave. I think we've done really well.
Absolutely loving it. And this is going to be a thing for us now. Once a year, we're going to go on a little trip. We've been really seriously talking about it.
After skiing tonight, we all came back to our room. We got dressed. We met downstairs. Had another little Norwegian beer, which are absolutely
Hansa.
Great.
Hansa. We've got to get that back
so
home.
So good. Yeah, we need to see if we can get that.
Yeah.
And then we went bowling.
Did a little bit of bowling.
The little bowling alley
little
here.
Bowling.
And
It was bowling's fun.
So the place we went bowling was about a 5-minute drive from here. Jumped in a taxi.
Went off site, all organised for us.
I tell you what, the scenery at night, obviously we went in the evening, the scenery, like everything's lit up and there's just massive ski slopes everywhere with lights on them.
The ski slopes lit up.
It looks amazing.
Absolutely stunning. We took a few pictures and stuff.
Yeah. But game of bowling, James won.
Yeah, I did win.
James won. I did get 2 strikes
Ray's
in a row.
Not happy about that.
Ray was winning for a while and then James snuck in there.
No, Ray was winning for the first round. I had to find what... Because I bowled a 5 and then I just rolled a gutter ball. And I was like, right, hold on, I've remembered how to do this now. And then got a strike the next.
Anyway, I'll let the boys argue about who's better at bowling later. Then we came back to the hotel because we like the food here.
Yeah.
We really like the food here. We had...
they do these amazing
chicken wings. We had some fries, some chicken wings, little beer, and then we came back to our room, which is where you find us now.
Yeah.
Absolutely exhausted, ready for bed.
Gonna
because
sleep
we
well tonight.
Have got a big day tomorrow.
More skiing, turns out. Surprise.
Yeah, but we're going to the bigger mountain tomorrow. I say mountain, slope.
Well, I feel like you're, I don't know.
What?
We're supposed to.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wow. But we're going to get the chairlift up to the top because
the
there's a little...
That's what scares me.
There's a little restaurant up at the top of the mountain, which sounds absolutely amazing. But the only problem with that is it'll be beautiful and we'll have lunch and it'll be great. But how do you get back down?
Ski.
You got to ski.
All right. Well,
so
we'll do
it'll be
that,
very
then.
Exciting.
But we'll let you know, hopefully we all survived. And we'll let you know more about that.
Tomorrow?
On tomorrow's update.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, 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 what a day I have had.
Second day of skiing.
Second
day
of skiing.
All day of skiing as well. We've done it all day long, didn't we?
We're down at breakfast at night. Now, forgive us if you can hear a little bit of hustle and bustle behind us. We're sitting down in the restaurant. We've still got our ski gear on because we've been skiing all day. Couldn't get us off the slopes.
No. But we're here with, we've got Ray. Ray's with us. We've got the boys and
we've got
the
Guerre.
Man, the man of the hour, Guerre.
Everybody's favourite. Guerre's
done a fantastic job
making
us feel comfortable skiing.
We've been skiing all day. We're just coming downstairs because we're going to order some dinner. And I think, again, we're going to go for the chicken wings here are unbelievable. Can we talk about them again? Or have we covered that?
Chicken wings again.
They're unbelievable.
Chicken wings again. 2 nights in a row, please.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But, my God, what a day we've had. So, today we actually went up on the chairlifts, which even just doing that was unbelievable. The scenery, everything about it, it was just amazing. Little bit scary at the top the first time. You got to really time it. Guerre was like, okay, stand up now. And then you sort of slide off goes past you.
Never fell off the that ski lift once.
No, we didn't. Nobody did.
No, nobody did. I've fallen over a lot today.
You have, mate. You have.
Because I was going too fast. I was going way too fast.
Okay, I'll move on. But today also we got the ski lift up. we stopped literally up on a mountain at this little restaurant for lunch. Absolutely amazing. Now, what was the, do you know what kind of cheese it was?
Is it a camembert? No. Yeah.
It was a camembert. But it was camembert. Just, it, I've had camembert before. It just tasted different.
Prosciutto and warm bread. Dipped in there, scooping it up.
After a couple of hours of skiing, it was absolutely delicious.
I had a load of it in my beard.
You did? Yeah, you had a big bit hanging for your chin for ages.
It's like little cheese beard dreadlocks. It was great. Listen, that looks going to catch on, trust me. I'm shattered, though.
And then we just skied a lot. The boys, Harrison and Jude, absolutely killed it today.
Boys are just fearless.
Killed it.
Absolutely incredible.
Harrison's technique is amazing. Jude's speed is unmatched.
Christ, yeah. I was full of fear watching them, to be honest.
You were getting a bit nervous, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High up those mountains.
It's very high up.
Turns out.
Very high up.
Very tall.
Very high up. But so just a little quick update. We are going to go, we're going to order these famous chicken wings. I think we're going to treat ourselves to a little beer and we're going to chill out for the night.
Yeah, I think, but like, I can't even talk right now. I am exhausted.
Well, I tell you what, I'm thinking I might hit the spa tonight.
Oh, all right.
I'm thinking about it.
Well,
There's a spa here, there's a hot tub, there's a sauna, there's all that stuff, which is perfect when you've been skiing all day.
I would, but I think I'd fall asleep in it.
So we will catch up with you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll let you know how dinner was,
day. Also, the sad thing is that Gier's leaving.
Yeah, our ski instructor's leaving tomorrow.
He's off tomorrow morning, so we'll be
on our own.
We'll be on our own. Which is frightening.
I'm going to get wild on these slopes.
Okay. All right.
We're going to actually just pass you along because these guys have done more skiing than both of us today. So we'll get a little update from Harrison and Jude. What's up, guys?
Hello, everyone. So it was really fun. At day one, I couldn't get my stopping right. But I feel like I did really good on that today and good at controlling. I felt like I was getting better at that. I don't really like to go fast. I like to go at my own pace but stay controlled rather than, you know, judge.
I really like to go fast, and especially on like the steep hills I like to speed it up a little bit.
What's been your favourite part of the whole experience so far?
Probably just skiing with all my friends.
Shut up, Jude.
What about you, Harrison?
It's difficult to choose what I like better, the skiing or the buffalo wings.
Right, thank you guys. Say goodbye, tell them we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
See you guys. Bye.
See you on the slope.
Just for excess content, do you want to give an update on what you've seen, like on like Claire James and
I found teaching them really, really fantastic. We've been 2 days on the slopes and they've been nailing it. We started like really, really easy. But like normally we wouldn't have that progress with somebody skiing. And I have to admit, Claire, she's a natural. She just really nailed it from the start. But James, like when we took him into more challenging terrain, he really showed really good control and really knew how to keep the speed, keep the control, being able to calculate where to go. So, yeah, I think all of them did great. And the boys, like, by the end, they were just flying through. It was absolutely amazing. It's been fantastic teaching them. Absolutely amazing, all of them. And
we're obviously your favorite clients ever, right?
Yeah, easily. And to see, like, the joy in their eyes, like, just, like, when they started on the end to do the parallel stop. Like, I haven't teach them anything about it. They just saw me do it, and they started copying it because they felt so secure on their skis. And you could see the smiles on their face and the speed demons. I think it was absolutely brilliant. Like, after 2 days of skiing, and they're all over the mountain. It's, yeah, imagine what they could do in a week.
Psst. Goodbye.
Microphone one.
Microphone two.
It's the microphone number one.
Number
one. Number one.
Yeah. That's perfect. That is perfect. We're so tired. It has been, and as the French say, action packed.
Correct. What do the Norwegians say?
They say action packed. No, it's been an action packed few days.
And
we are
high enough to your mouth.
It is fine.
I'd go up a bit.
No.
It's loud in here.
This is about as.
I don't know if you can hear the.
This is about. Well, I don't want to peek, Claire. You don't know that. It's about sound. Stop talking as if you know about sound. We're in. We're back in the little restaurant.
Yeah, we are.
It's our last evening.
Yeah, just right. Let me quickly run you through today. What a day! We came down for breakfast this morning. Another great breakfast. You got to have a breakfast before you go skiing. We unfortunately said goodbye to our ski holiday instructor, which was Guillaire.
Ski instructor.
Yeah,
he was a holiday great. Instructor. Ski instructor.
Whoa. So we've
like
seen them. We've seen the other ski instructors going up and down the slopes. They've all got their own little team, their own little families, or their own little packs. But yeah, we had to say goodbye to Guillaume, who was our instructor, who was absolutely brilliant. James got quite sad. I thought James was going to cry.
Genuinely, what, like in the top five saddest goodbyes of my life.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the most important thing is that that meant that we were on our own on the slopes. No instructor, no safety net.
Yeah. Which is why I stayed on the practice.
Well, that's not entirely true, James, because we were feeling confident. We knew what we had to do. We knew the basics. We were out there yesterday.
To be fair on us, we are complete
novices. Absolutely.
I've never seen a ski in real life. I've seen them on the television and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean,
we still went out there. And
we gave it a go.
Even though, like I was saying, we'd never done it before at all whatsoever,
yeah.
We could still do it.
Yeah.
We could still do it after only a handful of afternoons skiing.
Yeah.
We were out there.
Our instructor
with the
really,
best of them.
Really set us up.
My point is, Claire, that you don't have to.
What was your point?
My point is, Claire, that you don't have to be an Olympic skier.
No, absolutely not.
And if you are thinking of going skiing, but you think, oh, I don't know, it seems a bit complicated, where do I even start? We've done it.
Yeah, and if James can do it.
And if I can do it, anyone can do it. And also, this is something that we are going to do now for the rest of our lives.
No,
we've really got the bug.
Every single one is the boys.
You know, I know that this is a little sponsored bonus podcast for you all, but if I can say, we are going to have a chat with Crystal Ski to genuinely book a holiday again next year.
Yeah.
We're very pleased with them. We would definitely recommend them.
No, you're right. That's very true.
They are great.
It's very true. So after we did some skiing today, we went on a little short journey to another little place to do some tobogganing, which you can listen to right now. It didn't start off as well as I thought. I was a little bit scared, which isn't like me, but it was a little bit daunting. Once I got it, though, I was like, whoa, this is good.
Yeah, you can you can hear how we got on.
Yeah, you can listen now.
Okay, a little update for you for this very special audio diary
little
version
podcast
of Insignacing in Health. We're on a bus at the moment.
Insignacing in Health.
We're on a bus at the moment. We're heading to do some tobogganing.
Yeah.
As a family.
Yeah. And Ray, of course.
Ray's here with us. Ray's
the new
always
member.
With us.
Yeah, no, so we're heading to go tobogganing, which obviously none of us have ever done before. You all right there?
Yeah, yeah. Just felt like we skidded a little bit.
So what we'll do is, when we get there, we'll give it a bash, and then we'll give you an update.
Yeah.
We might even put a mic on while we're going down.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys. You're not going to want to miss this. We're here, we made it. We're doing, we're going to get involved with some TB. And I'm not talking about the stuff that, you know, would kill you in the Wild West in sort of frontier times. I'm talking about tobogganing. You pumped, Claire?
Yeah, I'm ready. It does sound a little bit scary, so I'm going to take it easy.
Yeah, it seems quite extreme.
Yeah, it seems a little bit. I thought this would be like the easy chilled out thing,
yeah.
But it seems like you need to be careful.
Yeah.
So.
Extreme. So yeah, we'll take our time, yeah?
Yeah, keep pulling that
apparently
brake.
You can go up to 70 miles an hour. Is that what the woman just
kilometers
said?
Kilometres an hour.
Kilometres, oh, right.
Right,
I can
let's
walk
go.
At 70 kilometres an hour. All right, here we go. Tobogganing. Welcome to the Pro Tobogganing Championships. Currently, the racers are using the pulley to head up to the top of the mountain. In front is Harrison H-Bomb Buckley. Behind him, his father, James Buckley. So this is going to be a strange race, as the two are related. It's said that in their private lives, they are very close, support each other. But of course, when it comes to being professionals and when it comes to racing, the father-son relationship does go out the window to some extent. As was proved in last season, when Father James Buckley watched his son, Harrison Buckley, crash into a tree, where Father James Buckley then went on to win the Tobogganing World Championships 2023. We're hoping that we don't see a repeat of that this year. Of course, the Tobogganing Championships are a very important day on the Winter Olympics calendar. There are currently over 260 million people tuning in right now to find out who is going to be crowned Toboggan Champion 2024. And it is one of the most popular sports and commercial sports that's ever existed. And the anticipation of this crowd is, you can feel it. You can feel it in the air. It is palpable. I think now we can listen to radio comms from James Buckley Sr. Let's dip into that now. My face is quite cold. Should have blown my nose before I did this. Watch out for snot on the track. Yeah, it's James Buckley there just warning his team to watch out for snot on the track. Of course, we do not want another incident like the 2013 Snotsgate, where it was Ruud Kilksken who, as we later found out, purposely sneezed and snotted over the track to put off his competitors, like some kind of real life version of Mario Kart. But the team's now coming to the top. It's all about to kick off. Don't go anywhere as we unleash hell.
That is a bit scary, mate, isn't it?
Buckley,
this is scary. I'm also, oh my God.
We're off, we're away. You got to really pull that brake, Harrison. It's like skiing. You're using your brake.
Let me do a little bit for you. Oh my God, this is
terrifying.
So much fun. I don't know what I was worried about.
Oh, now I'm really, oh Christ, really picking up some speed now. I'm probably going about 12 miles an hour, but to me, it feels like I'm going about 120. Oh, very cliffy on that brake. Oh! Oh, man. Really works your arms. Where am I going? I can't quite work out the track. It's the track and the not track are both covered in snow. So, oh. Oi, 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 oi. Nearly wiped out. Oh, God, got a lot of spray on my face there. Again. Takes me back to my wedding night. I need to grow up. Oh! Oh, really works your arms, the handbrake. God. Right, balls and arse. Check. They're sore, they're both sore, but that's me done. Now I just need to get up with dignity. You okay? Here comes Harrison.
I've hurt my balls. How are your balls? Did you hurt your balls, Claire?
Touch mine, admit.
Yeah, the old balls and arse took a bit of a pounding during tobogganing.
Tobogganing.
But I wouldn't have it any other way, Claire. That's what made it more enjoyable for me.
But we are now sitting here, chilling out. We're actually about to go up to our room. We leave tomorrow, which is very, very sad, but we sat down, we managed to get a little chair next to our fire, which was beautiful. We had a little drink. We played some games with the boys.
Played some serious double players. We love double.
Played a little bit of that. We've had the chicken wings. I hate to keep saying it, but they're good.
I've had so many chicken wings.
They're so good.
Because they're so good here.
And we are about to go back up to the room, get our final night's rest before we leave in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's about to get really busy.
Yeah.
So, should we sign off?
I guess we'll say good Kali Nectar.
What does that mean?
That's Greek.
Well, what in Norway? What's
good
that got to do with
anything? Good night. Well, I'm in a different country.
Right, okay.
I can speak German.
Right, more than anybody cares. Right.
Guten Abend.
All right, we are going to head up to bed and we will check in with you guys quickly tomorrow for our final day before we leave. Good night.
Absolutely.
Thanks, James. Thanks for chiming in there, pal.
Oh, I thought I just felt like you.
Say good night.
Good night. You find us at this moment in the departures gate.
Welcome to the departures gate.
Is that supposed to be a?
I don't know. Hurry up.
One final Hansa.
One final Hansa. Before we get on the plane, just get a bit rowdy, you know.
Really nice Norwegian beer, which I'm going to definitely find out how I can get that.
Really nice.
Back home.
So
what an amazing
feel?
Trip, eh?
How do you feel?
Bit sad.
Yeah?
Bit sad. I had such a great time.
Yeah.
And I don't ever enjoy myself.
No, very rarely. Me too.
Yeah, just a different person. I like this guy.
Who you are right
now? Yeah.
It's still annoying.
No, I'm annoying in different ways, but, you know, positive, enjoying life.
Well,
Walking around Norway going, yeah, I could live here. I could do this.
If I was to... Well, actually, let me ask you, James. How would you sum up your trip in just a few words? What would your words be?
Well, genuinely difficult to sum up. It has been a very special trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's been something
it's been
that we
something we've never ever. It's been so different to anything
it
we've
It will
ever
be
done.
Something that we will never ever forget.
Yeah, correct.
Wonderful place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Gier was incredible. He's my Norway friend now.
The hotel.
And just genuinely a real memory that we've made as a family.
Yeah.
It was very, very special. Very
right.
special. And I feel very lucky. And, you know, we do appreciate... You know, when we started doing these podcast thing, we didn't... First of all, we didn't think anyone would listen to it. And now through the podcast, we've got to, you know, have an
we've
amazing
got to go
experience
and do this.
Like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we should probably say goodbye.
Yeah.
Sad goodbye on the podcast. Yeah. We're saying goodbye to you listening. We're also saying goodbye to this wonderful place that we've got to visit. We really hope that you enjoyed this special episode, guys. And if you want to see more from our trip to Norway, we are releasing a vlog on our YouTube channel. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
And before we go, one final thank you to Crystal Ski Holidays, who really, really did make our trip to Norway so easy. The accommodation, the flights, the transfers, the ski essentials such as the lift passes, ski hire, and of course,
the ski lessons.
Yeah, that's right. They took care of everything. So if you, like us, want to experience the feeling of being up in the mountains, head to Crystal Ski Holidays to check out a winter holiday for next season. You can choose from over 120 resorts and get everything sorted in one easy package. If you do want to find out more about our trip and how you can book yours, head to crystalski.co.uk/skibuzz/podcast, where you can book with confidence, knowing you can change your holiday if you need to with ABTA and Atoll protection.
Bye, guys.